the delegation to Cairo to support ongoing Gaza peace negotiations there. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the latest developments.
The proposed truce would free hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a halt to the fighting and the delivery of much-needed food, medicine and water into Gaza. Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released as part of the deal. A new UN report out today states that to fully rebuild Gaza from today would take another 16 years. The results of the report make clear how high the stakes are for a deal. Hamas has insisted it won't sign on to the deal without assurances that if it eventually releases all its hostages, Israel will end its onslaught in Gaza and pull its troops out of the territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
As campus protests have escalated across the United States, U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday broke his silence on the issue. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Order must prevail.
The president says dissent is essential for democracy.
But dissent must never lead to disorder.
And while every American can express their views and peacefully protest,
it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
The president says the protests have not caused him to rethink his Mideast policies, which have included supplying Israel with weapons, and he opposes sending in the National Guard to deal with the protests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Swiss President Viola Amherd announced Thursday a summit designed to begin a peace process for Ukraine will convene June 15th at Switzerland's Bergenstock Resort. Swiss officials said more than 160 delegations from around the world have been invited to the summit, including the United States and China. This is VOA News. Local elections are underway in Britain. AP Washington correspondent Karen Chamas reports at what's at stake.
Millions of voters in England and Wales are going to the polls for local elections. It's the last big test before an upcoming general election in which the ruling Conservatives are expected to be booted from power after 14 years. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is hoping for some wins in the local race to stop talk of a new Conservative Party leader ahead of the main elections, which could take place soon. However, opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer hopes the local election results will reflect what opinion polls have shown for 2 years, that Labour is on course for power for the first time since 2010. Karen Chamas, London.
After a 2023 fire season that saw unprecedented deadly wildfires sweep through Greece, officials there have stepped up their preparations as another summer approaches. But some experts warn it may be too little too late. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Under a $2.25 billion plan, Greece has tendered more than 1,000 fire engines and seven DHC-515 firefighting aircraft, with plans to install sensors to detect smoke. 700 additional forest rangers have been hired this year. Crews have cleared 29,000 acres of forest since 2022, and another 17,000 acres will be completed by the end of May, the Environment Ministry said. But five firefighters and three experts say this isn't enough. The cleared forests make up only a tiny fraction of the nearly 18.5 million acres of Greek woodland. And some of the tendered trucks and aircraft will not be delivered for years.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. The United Arab Emirates has seen more unusual weather as thunderstorms and heavy rains lashed Dubai Thursday. Residents were warned to stay at home ahead of the downpours, but those heading out were caught in traffic jams while flights to and from the Emirate were disrupted and a number were canceled. The latest numbers from the U.S. Labor Department indicate the number of Americans applying for jobless claims remains historically low. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Overall, 1.7 million Americans are on unemployment, the same as the previous week. The unemployment rate is 3.8%, and it's now been below 4% for 26 months in a row. That's the longest such streak since the 1960s. There are signs that the labor market may be softening. There are 8.5 million job openings, and although that may sound like a lot, it's the lowest number of vacancies in 3 years, and companies have been announcing more job cuts, mostly in technology and media. Companies that have recently announced layoffs include Google's parent company, Alphabet, Apple, and eBay. I'm Rita Foley.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.
Oh, Father, tell me